You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Mō rena, e whakarongo ana koutou ki te reo irirangi pōho. You're tuned into Radio B. Many of you might have headed along to the Hollywood on Saturday night to see Sampa the Great perform her first proper New Zealand show, first proper Auckland show. She did one in Wellington the night before. She's also been here for Splore a couple of years ago, but this was, you know, her first solo show, and she was really absolutely amazing. I was completely blown away by it. We've just got a text from Grizzy, who said that she had her mind blown across the ceiling, which I think is a very good description of the energy in that room. It was just a phenomenal gig, probably one of the best gigs I've been to in at least the last 6 months, if not a year. It was such a great night, and on the back of a really fantastic album, The Return, that just came out last month. So I spoke to Sampa the Great before her show, just after her sound check, a little bit about what that album's about, which kind of explores sort of feeling a bit displaced, feeling homesick, and kind of reflects her community that she sort of has turned into her family in Australia as well. So we're going to just jump straight into that. It was a total pleasure to speak with her. This is Sampa the Great from Saturday Night. Kia ora, Sampa the Great. How are you?
I am good. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you for making this time to interview me.
Hey, thank you for making the time in between a phenomenal sound check that thank we were just listening to through the doorway. Are you excited for tonight?
So excited. These are like my first official shows in New Zealand. I say official because I was here for Splore, but I didn't have my own show, my own set, and, you know, my whole band with me. And this is like the first one, so...
This is going to be very exciting. Yeah. I'm so keen to see it. Hey, this is a fantastic record as well. We've been playing it heaps up at BFM, and it's been getting so much love from everybody.
Thank you.
What's it been like touring this album around? You went back to Zambia this year and played there for the first time.
First show ever. Had my cousins in the front row as well. First time seeing me at Sampa the Great. And it was just like a 360 moment too, you know. You have people who you grew up with, people who you laughed with, who you told your dreams about, you know, singing and rapping, and they actually had never experienced me that way until this year. So it was just a 360 moment. Everything was surreal, and, you know, to see them rapping along to the songs as well was,
totally.
Just can't.
A beautiful moment, I imagine. Yeah. And also, this album as well, you talk a lot about displacement and the diaspora too.
Yeah.
How has that kind of come into, I guess, the songs you've been writing and the performances as well?
For me, my songs and my projects are always going to be about my life experiences. And I think the most relevant, you know, theme to what's happening around my life is me actually being super homesick to the point where, you know, it kind of dampens all the achievements, because it's like, okay, this has happened in your life, this has happened, but I would really like to be home right now with my parents or my cousins. And I'd find that would happen a lot. Just this sense of just being away from home. And I would bring that up to my friends and just be like, yo, I have this huge homesickness. Like, I wish I was home. I almost feel displaced. And like, this place, I can't even go. And it just, you know, brings up this whole journey. Not that it was even a you versus my story. It was just like, that's actually true. Because for me, I can't go home. Or for me, you are actually on my home and I don't feel at home. And the topics were just so real to the people who I'm surrounded by, the people who I call family, that it sparked, you know.
Is this in Australia?
This is in Australia, yes. Yeah. Where it just, so I'm part of a community in Melbourne, and, you know, I have family from everywhere who've you know, settled in Melbourne and called it home. But they are also, you know, have their stories from where they are, and for a lot of them, they can't actually go back home. So the topic of home was brought about, and how it, you know, pertains to our identity. And it was just such a big topic that everybody goes through that. It was a challenge for me to even come up with an ending for the album. It was just to spark the conversation of home and what is actual home. And is that a physical thing or a spiritual thing? Sometimes it's not physical, because some people can't go home. And so the home was the theme that was sparked through these conversations, yes.
Absolutely. It certainly comes through in the album a lot, that kind of longing. But also the community is such a central part of the whole thing. You can just hear it, even as a listener.
100%, because they're friends and people who've become you know, my second family while I'm based in Australia and while I'm, you know, creating my career in Australia. You know, I have second moms and second dads and brothers and sisters in Australia. So it was a communal project.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey, let's talk a little bit about the kind of energy in the album, because it sort of ties into what we're talking about here. There's like this kind of catharsis to some of these songs. It feels like a big emotional release. Is that sort of a fair description?
Yes, because, you know, when you journey into finding yourself and, you know, you sort of feel like you are alone in some of these. And the main thing for me was to create an atmosphere within the music where you never feel that at mm-hmm. all, because it's something that a lot of us go through, and you can bring yourself to isolate when you're talking about going home mm-hmm. and the journey of yourself. And it's not something that's supposed to be scary or, you know, deep. It's something that is supposed to reel you in and let you know that this is something everyone goes through, and there are people with you, if not people, spirits or ancestors that will walk with you through this journey. So that emotion was definitely through this album. Yeah.
Absolutely. It's quite... There were moments on the album where I felt really, really moved just listening, and you kind of get it through some of the things that you're saying, just the vocal arrangements, but also, yeah, just the sound and the energy in those songs as well. It really is a powerful album.
Thank you.
I was wondering a little bit about the interludes, because they're a really fascinating part of the structure of the album.
Yeah.
And you've got one quite early on that's called Wake Up. What's the story behind that?
So that's my friend Arij. Arij is not a mean friend. It's just everybody's like, she's actually being real with me, because we've had a lot of those talks where, you know, I'm a black woman in an industry, a hip-hop industry, that's actually trying to find its voice. And within that, you can get lost navigating your way around it to the point where it scares you, especially when you're super new and you've come from a whole different country and you're walking into it like, oh my gosh, I don't even know where I fit in.
Yeah.
And it got me to a point where I was fully scared, and I just stepped back and I was like, I think I'm going to stop here. I'm just going to go home, because this is enormous. And I don't want to be this one person that is an ambassador for a whole group of people that is scary to me. And, if I wasn't surrounded by friends and family who would really sit down with me and talk through and support me and encourage me, I don't think I would be doing music anymore.
Yeah.
And for that particular one is, you know, where you as a black artist do just want to express yourself musically, but you know that you also represent something else that is bigger than you. And for those moments where you feel like, I just really want to express, stop putting anything else for me, there'll always be that friend to be like, hey, this is going to happen regardless.
Yeah, yeah.
But what is super is that you can actually create it. You can sing and you can rap and you can do all these things. Continue doing that and don't feel like you have to stop because of this pressure. And sometimes it has to be said in a way where you understand, okay? And she's probably said it in better ways and in different ways. But for this one, it was definitely one where I actually needed to wake up and be like, no, this is actually real. And I can talk about that too in the next song, but this moment of a friend actually telling me that you need to wake up is something that I wanted, you know, to be involved in the album, so I put that there.
Totally. That was Sampa the Great speaking ahead of her gig on Saturday night. We're going to listen to that interlude that she was talking about there, and then we're going to come back and hear more from Sampa the Great. This is Wake Up. It's the first interlude on The Return.
Your phone's still off. Sampa, for real. Everyone's calling me because they can't get through to you, and I don't even know what to tell them anymore. I don't even know where you are. Listen, I get what you're dealing with 100%, and it's really hard and it's rough, but we're black, and you're black in the music industry, no less. This is just how it is. You just have to be able to deal. I don't think you have time for all this finding yourself spiritual shit. And I think you need to focus on the fact that you're here and that we're all here with you. Girl, you need to wake up. Call me back.
That was Wake Up, an interlude from Sampa the Great's fantastic album, The Return. I was fortunate enough to speak to Sampa before her gig on Saturday night, and we're going to listen to the second part of that interview now. It's really interesting what you're saying, though, about that thing of if you're a person of colour,
yes,
or a woman, mm-hmm, or a person of like a gender minority, yeah, and you're performing in a public realm,
yeah,
you do become an ambassador whether you 100%, like it or not.
Especially when it's new, because
totally
there's not a lot of representation, so you, yeah, become that representation. And
absolutely.
It definitely is a huge weight, but it shouldn't be something that stuns you from being yourself, because mm-hmm, that's the main goal,
yeah,
within everything, is you actually being like, let me do this for just me,
yeah,
and for my group of friends,
yeah,
and that sparking something representation wise but
totally,
always remember that, you know,
yeah,
being yourself is the first,
absolutely, the first port of call, yeah, really. So is there something that you'd just like to see change in the music industry, if you could just wave a wand and be like, oh fix,
gosh,
all of these things for me, what would it be? Big
so
question.
Many. So many, inclusion, you know, different spaces for different people, because we actually do need those different spaces. When it's healthy, it's not about separation, mm-hmm, it's actually about supporting something that's different to the norm, because we are all different. We will have a space where we're all in the same room, mm-hmm, applauding each other equally, but there are also spaces where Black people have to sit within a room and applaud each other because we are, yeah, diverse. People of color have to sit in the room. Gender fluid people have to sit in one room. Everybody has to sit in their own room and applaud each other and say, you're seen, and mm-hmm, I need to award you for who you are. But then we all sit in one room together and still applaud each other,
yeah,
equally. So I definitely need, you know, think there's spaces that need to be created for other people. But also, as we all want, is equal space for all in one room.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
I'm so excited to see the show tonight.
I'm excited,
good luck.
Too. I'm excited. I'm going to eat a lot. I'm going,
nice,
to shower. I'm going to laugh. And I'm going to bring all this beautiful energy from this album to the show.
Fantastic. Well, we can't wait. Thank you.
Thank you.
It was such a pleasure to chat to Sampa the Great before her show at the Hollywood on Saturday night. Definitely one of the best gigs I've been to in at least the last year. She's such a generous performer. If you were there, you will know it was so much fun. Razor Beezer was also fantastic as support. And this song absolutely popped off when she played it. This is Final Form by Sampa the Great from her fantastic album, The Return.
Never eat. I'm dripping DNA seeds like I'm born gray. I be mad. Trying to finish what they started and we made it. Great state I'm in all states I'm in. I might find a form in my melanin. Great state I'm in all states I'm in. I might find a form in my melanin. Great state I'm in all states I'm in. I might find a form in my melanin. Great state I'm in all states I'm in. I might find a form in my melanin.
Sampa the Great with Final Form. I'm so glad lots of people enjoyed that gig on Saturday night at the Hollywood. She was absolutely phenomenal. Hopefully we'll have her back on these shores in the not too distant future. She certainly said she's coming back, and I hope she sticks to that because I would love to see her again.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.